Hello?
Hi, is this Miss Tawana? This is Beyonce calling back from Nation Safe Drivers on the recorded line.
Yes, ma'am, it's me.
Okay, I somehow got disconnected.
Oh no. How is she? Oh, okay. I'm getting ready. Come on, get you. Because I don't want to sit down. Okay, we're getting ready to go across there now. Dad, come on, because she's waiting. Go take your bath, Jordan. Jordan, lock the door. You don't got anything out here now. Where's top part though? Top part over there? Right, yeah.
Okay, so are you with the vehicle right now?
No, just a minute. I'm getting ready to drive across the street. I got to come out of the apartment complex.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and send that. Oh, wait, I'm gonna wait until you get closer so I can send a text message to you and you can read me the longitude and latitude.
Okay.
If you like, I'm gonna give you an estimate time because I don't know. Well, I'm gonna give you an estimate of what you're looking at right now. From my perspective, by you sir, you just literally across the street from home. I won't think that's probably no more than like two or probably like 3 or 4 miles. Probably not even that.
Summertime, everybody reading. Said it to him, he gonna get to. I have to turn around and come back up there.
What's your program?
Are they trying to get the load? I didn't know this address. I mean, I didn't know this road here. I don't know if there's this road out here. And I drive that every day.
Golf stream, sir.
It's off a of golf stream. But she's gonna get there. I'll try to get this one.
You can go to the gas station.
Okay, I'm by the car. I'm with the car. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. I just sent the message over to you so you can click on that link and give me the longitude and latitude verbally.
Okay. (27) 924538 is the latitude.
Okay.
The longitude is -82.303171.
Alrighty. Let me get you mapped out. I'm sorry, I got the hiccups. If it ever feel like I'm skipping words, I actually have a hiccup. I'm sorry. Okay, and can you give me the address of where you want to get the car towed to?
1112 Versant, V-E-R-S-A-N-T. Drive.
And do you have a zip code for that one?
Yes, 33511.
Okay. And that's in Brandon, Florida. Brandon, Florida, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Alrighty, so what I'm going to do, since I got a provider right here, I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'm going to call him and see if he can give me a quote on how much he's going to tell you for your mileage. And we'll see if we can move from there, because he sent you a, girl, they literally sent you 1 mile away from home.
I know. I'm saying, it ain't even, it's because I got to go in an apartment complex, you know, and it's...
Yeah, so what I'm really thinking is they're going to really charge you for the hook rate and the mileage, but I'm going to see how much you charge for the hook rate.
I don't know why they can't just do it on my insurance. Come on now.
Because the only reason they're doing it from out of pocket is because we're not able to pull up your account. And you just told me that you you know,
yeah,
got the, so it'll be a 72-hour wait for you. It'll actually get into the system so you can use it. Is the thing. That's the only thing about that. It's a 72-hour wait before they can actually add the roadside assistance onto your account or your policy. So it'll automatically make you pay out of pocket, or you could just wait until the 72 hours over and make them pay for it.
I don't know. I don't want these people to try to tow my car. Because it's like on the side by another apartment complex.
Right.
You know, because if I didn't think they were tow it, I'd leave right here because it ain't in no bad area.
Correct. So correct.
Let me see.
Then by you being only 1 mile out from right where you are, your mileage is already $5. So that's going to be the $5 plus how much ever they charge for the hook rate.
Okay, see how much they're charged.
Okay, give me just a brief moment, okay?
I pulled that phone too.